Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy today with a slight chance for some rain showers and our high nearing 61. Rain showers likely overnight with a low around 48. Showers will continue throughout the day on Tuesday with our high nearing 57. And more showers likely throughout Tuesday night with a low around 48. A slight chance for some showers throughout the day on Wednesday with a high of 63. And showers in 45 Wednesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 54 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The suspect in an officer-involved shooting in Junction City Saturday was left injured. The Junction City Police Department received a call around 5:15 p.m. from a woman reporting that a man was outside of her home waving around a handgun. Upon arrival, officers from the Junction City Police Department said they found a man matching the suspect's description fleeing the scene. Officers then chased the suspect, now identified as 36-year-old Carlton Sultan Jr. of Junction City, on foot. Officers say they saw Sultan in possession of a handgun. They say they heard gunshots coming from his direction and saw Sultan pointing the gun at them. The police officer fired at Sultan, hitting him several times. More than 1,000 runners braved a cloudy, cold Saturday morning to participate in the 8th annual Bill Snyder Highway Half Marathon in K-State. The half marathon starts south of Manhattan on U.S. 177, and the route zigzags through Manhattan before reaching the finish line inside Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Kansas City, Kansas man operating a fraudulent charity has been ordered to turn over $10,000 in funds that were illegally raised, the Attorney General's office said on Friday. William Storms III, who operated an organization called Kansas City Fraternal Order of Police No. 1 Fund, has been banned from operating as a charity in the state of Kansas. The organization was not associated with the actual Fraternal Order of Police or any other law enforcement organization. That's according to a news release from the Attorney General's office. A $25 million donation was made to McPherson College. It's the largest gift ever to a private liberal arts college in Kansas and one of the largest to any Kansas college. The gift was made by Drs. Melanie and Richard Lundquist. Melanie Lundquist made the announcement during her commencement address at McPherson's 134th commencement ceremony. President Michael Schneider said, quote, "The impact of the Lundquist gift and friendship is truly immeasurable," end quote. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Snapchat video showing a burglary in Grand Island has led to the arrest of one, charges being referred to another, and a citation for a third. The burglary happened in the 1100 block of South Greenwich Street, in which the suspects entered through a locked back door and stole a PlayStation 4 with accessories and a set of Beats earbuds. Police said the suspect shared a Snapchat video with the victim of them inside the victim's home. Abraham Clemente Gonzalez was arrested for burglary. One 17-year-old male was referred for trespassing, possession of more than 1 ounce, less than a pound of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The other 17-year-old was cited for trespassing. Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that Nebraska's preliminary employment for April 2022 reached an all-time high of 1,040,325. This means nearly 22,000 more Nebraskans are working now than prior to the pandemic. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12-grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12-grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Helen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County commissioners last week, proposing the board adopt an infill housing revitalization program. She suggested a rebate up to 100% on new construction only. No land or outbuildings would qualify, and the rebate would be for 10 years. This program is for infill housing only with incorporated city limits participating. The incorporated city would provide a map of locations within the boundaries that would qualify for infill housing. No decision by commissioners was made at this time. Sheriff Tim Ackerman met with the board to discuss proposed jail project. The architect provided an estimated cost of construction at $9.5 to $10 million. Soft costs estimated to be approximately $500,000. Ackerman said he does have a capital outlay account which could be used for some soft costs. American Rescue Plan funds can be used for architectural fees, but cannot be used except for COVID-related items such as video systems for remote hearings and perhaps mental health or medical areas of a jail. USDA will meet with the board to discuss financing at upcoming meetings. County councilors advised the default hearing for the tax sale will be in June. The tax sale date will likely be in August. A motion was approved unanimously to appoint Tony Yalsey as Helm Creek treasurer to replace Stephen Gatisek, who has moved out of the township. Washington County commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. With increasing fuel costs to dump at Rolling Meadows, a motion was approved to increase the price to dump the Nemaha County landfill to $65 a ton, and the out-of-county cost $75 a ton, effective June 1st. Former Gage County Supervisor Dennis Byers' wife is among five applicants for his vacant seat following his passing earlier this month. Janet Byers is a District 15 Board of Education member and is retired from the Beatrice Board of Public Works. Others include former Beatrice Mayor John Barles, retired from Beatrice Public Schools, former Supervisor David Swavely, retired from NEAPCO, Ashley Mason, who lost a bid for Beatrice Mayor in the recent primary, and Lawrence Fossler, a recently retired Gage County employee from the Highway Department. Interviews are slated Wednesday afternoon, with a candidate to be chosen to fill the unexpired term of Dennis Byers through the end of 2024. Rose Marie Stauffer, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Private burial service will be held at a later date, with visitation this Saturday at the Frankfort Patton Chapel from noon until 8. Family will receive friends from 5 until 7. Patton Chapel in charge of arrangements for Rose Marie Stauffer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, and peaches. Tomorrow, chicken Florentine, French bread, broccoli, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy today with a slight chance for some rain showers and more showers expected overnight. Temperatures still staying cooler throughout today and the next few days with our highs in the mid-60s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s throughout Missouri. More showers possible overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 50s throughout Missouri. More rain showers expected throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs ranging in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Rain showers and thunderstorms will continue throughout Thursday night leading into Wednesday and clearing up on Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 78. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 57. The record low, 35. Sunset this evening at 8:40. Sunrise the morning at 6:08. Fifty-four degrees, overcast this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 23rd of May. KNDY News time is 7:16.
New Faces Old Lot, located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, heck, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Golden State getting the brooms ready. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Warriors are one win away from the NBA Finals after last night's 109-100 win over the Mavericks in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals.
Waves Moody away. Wants that left side of the floor. Fakes and fires. It's a three. It's up and good for Curry. That was just ridiculous.
On KGMZ, 31 points and 11 rebounds for Curry as Golden State takes a 3-0 series lead, 40 points for Luka Doncic in the loss. Stanley Cup, Evander Kane dropped a hat trick on the Flames, leading the Oilers to a 4-1 victory, Edmonton taking a 2-1 series lead. Baseball, the White Sox swept a doubleheader from the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, the Sox winning the opener 3-1 after scoring twice in the ninth off Aroldis Chapman. In the nightcap, the Pale Hose erupted for 5 runs in the eighth, including Tim Anderson's crowd silencing 3-run homer and route to a 5-0 triumph. More Stanley Cup. The Rangers got back into their series against the Hurricanes with a 3-1 win, trimming Carolina's lead to 2-1. The Lightning cruise past the Panthers 5-1 to take a probably insurmountable 3-0 series lead.
Victor heading into center ice. Banks it for where Kucherov across the blind high slot. Left to go. Snap goes. Score! What a play!
On WFLA, 2 goals in the game for Steven Stamkos. Back to baseball, Shohei Ohtani took the second pitch of the game from Oakland's Cole Irvin and launched it 440 feet.
The 0-1, and this is hit well in the center field. It is really hit the center field, and it is gone. Shohei Ohtani blasts one out.
On KLAA, Mike Trout homered 2, Angels won 4-1. Albert Pujols went deep twice. The Cardinals put an 18-4 beatdown on the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Golf, Justin Thomas shot a 4-under 79 and then prevailed over Will Zalatoris in a 3-hole playoff to win the PGA Championship. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Agricultural and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M has released a study on the economic impact of higher input costs on farms. The study estimated the increase of input costs around the country based on producer surveys of the actual increase producers are paying for inputs. The increases are 16.58% for seed, 133.62% for nitrogen fertilizer, 92.75% for phosphorus and potassium fertilizer, 64.23% for herbicide, 40.25% for insecticides, 36.02% for fungicides, 86.63% for fuel and lubricants. The center used the price projections to estimate the change in net cash farm income. Feed grain and oilseed farms will see an estimated average decrease in farm income of $176.64 per acre from 21 to 22. Wheat farms, a loss of $83.48 per acre. Cotton farms, a loss of $175.01. All grain and oilseed, wheat and cotton farms, though, are predicted to have positive net cash farm income for 2022 due to those higher prices. And Growth Energy and the EPA have reached a settlement on a deadline for issuing the 2023 renewable volume obligations for blending ethanol into the fuel supply. The EPA is expected to file a notice in the Federal Register today seeking comment on a proposed decree that would require the EPA propose the 2023 RVOs no later than September 16th of this year. The agency would then finalize it no later than April 28th of 23. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the 2023 Farm Bill is still a ways out, but is being discussed going on in Washington, D.C. right now. And as Congressman Frank Lucas from the 3rd Congressional District puts it, he says that the conversation is still ongoing, and he is optimistic that we'll get there in time, as he sat down with us here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Ag Committee has had a limited number of hearings. Farm Bill that we're working under now technically runs through the first day of October 2023. And at that point, if it's not renewed or we don't write a new farm bill, it begins to expire. But it's not all in one day. It's crop commodity by crop commodity, cycle by cycle. What I predict is once we have the November elections, you'll have, I think, a new majority in the House. My side of the room will be in control of the committee. We will begin a series of hearings looking at what's worked, what maybe didn't work the way we would expect it in the 2018 Farm Bill, what changes need to be made, take input from the countryside. We'll go so many months of listening. Then we'll take the 2018 Farm Bill and match up what people have told us with what current law says, and then that's when we begin to tweak or amend or adjust, or as they say in Congress, mark up the bill in committee.
Sure.
And we'll go from there. Will it be done completely by the first day of October 2023? Well, historically, the odds are maybe not. But if it's not done by October 1, you'll see an extension of the present Farm Bill. But I am hopeful that as well as the Farm Bill we're working under now has worked, with some adjustments, but not a dramatic rewrite, we can get our work done, get something to the president's desk by October 1.
Again, it was Congressman Frank Lucas from the 3rd District of Oklahoma. The aid committees have been open to hearings from different agricultural communities across the nation as they continue to discuss the details. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Good morning, Dennis Henriggs from Beatra 77 Livestock, and it certainly is a good Monday morning. So here we are, and certainly appreciate your business. Today we will start at 9:30 here this morning on a very large run of way-up bulls and cows, and a nice feeder auction here today, so let's get after it. And the beef market, 140 in the case, 226 in the carcass, as it appears that the packers have bought a lot of cattle for up front down the road, and got a little softer on us last week with a 140 and 226. Well, at 12 o'clock noon here today, we'll certainly get in the hay market. There will be 50 square bales of alfalfa third cut. There will be 50 bales of brome. In the round bale department, round prairie brome mix, there's 12. In the round alfalfa, there's 12 first and second cutting. And round native, there is 25. Well, in the cattle market, guys, we will have 10 to 12 head of bucket calves. They're going to be a wide range of 150 to 200 to 300 pounds. There is a lot of light calves. So if you need some starter calves, certainly see us here today at about 12:15. We do have one red Angus bull, 5-year-old. He has semen checks, so he'll be selling here this morning. If you're interested in a little older bull, guys, we certainly have that available. In the feeder cattle, it starts off with Dave Niemeyer out of Beatrice, 35, Black Baldy, Hereford, Steer, and Heifers. They're going to be that 500 to 600. Zimmerman's out of Barnston's got 35 Black and Black Baldy steers. They're going to weigh that 5 to 675. In the heifer department, there's 14 Black and Black Baldy heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Roger Schaefer out of Jansen's got 25 Black steer and heifers.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes,
steer and heifers. They're going to be 5 to 600.
Tomorrow, chicken,
they are the
Florentine,
red cattle,
bread, broccoli, Deutsman, and cranberry
sauce. Out of Pickerel's got 69 Black heifers. They're going to be yearly. They're going to be 8 1/4 to 9 1/4. Detweiler out of Summerfield's got 35 Black heifers, 7 to 750. Sheely and Sons out of Hanover, they have 32 Black steers, yearlings, boys, 850 to 900. They've got a great set of 65 Black heifers, 850 to 875. Jeff Party out of Adams has got 80 Black steers, yearlings at 875. Got a smaller group of 20 Black steers at 800. 20 Black steers, yearlings, weighing 830. They're coming from Kamek Farms at DeWitt. Dobbin Dix out of Pickerel's got 23 Black steer and heifer yearlings. Folks, they're going to weigh 800. Burrish out of Geneva's got 11 Black steer and heifers. They're going to be right at that 9 to 1050. Holman out of Elmwood's got 11 Black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 3 to 500. The Keebler cattle out of Sterling, there's 13 Shorthorn steer and heifers, 4 to 500. Care cattle out of Wymore's, 13 Black and red. They're going to be steering heifers at 550. And Roger Dorn out of Wymore's got 10 Black Baldies. They're going to be steering heifers, and they're going to weigh 5 to 600. That's going to wrap it up here today. We're going to have a great sale here at Beatra 77 Livestock. It starts at 9:30 this morning. Now, on Tuesday, folks, we will have the first ever flower auction right here at Beatra 77 Livestock. That starts at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, and certainly right around 400 flowers from the Swartz Greenhouse at Pawnee City, Nebraska. So, come today, come tomorrow, come and check us out. We certainly appreciate your business. Tanya, Rick, or Denny, if you've got questions, certainly give us a call at 223-3571. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
729 from KNDY, 54 degrees with a cooler high around 60 on tap today. And a chance for showers moving in. Looks like Monday into Tuesday. Tuesday the better chance with an inch or two possible.
If you go to the Lakeshore in Duluth, Minnesota, be prepared for just about anything. We will tell you why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 23rd. It is the 143rd day of the year, and Drew Carey is celebrating a birthday. A lot of places claim the saying, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. But no one had a stronger claim on that motto than Duluth, Minnesota, 13 years ago this week. A breeze off of chilly Lake Superior held nearby temperatures in the mid-40s. But just across town, a warm front had pushed the temperature to near 90. As the gusting south wind replaced the cold air, the temperature spiked by 40 degrees in a matter of minutes. But the roller coaster ride wasn't over. A few minutes later, the winds again turned off the lake and plunged the temperature back into the 40s. It was one of the most rapid temperature swings in the state's history. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports' Rich Price, the winningest coach in Kansas baseball history, announced Sunday that he will retire as a Jayhawks leader after 20 seasons. Price will end his career at Kansas with 581 victories, one Big 12 tournament championship, and three NCAA regional appearances. He has a winning percentage of .510. He led the Jayhawks to 35 wins in his first season. He has 11 winning seasons, including a 43-win year in 2006. Price has coached 109 all-conference selections and has seen 75 Jayhawks go on to play professional baseball, including 10 top-10 round draft picks. The Wichita State softball team defeated Princeton 5-4 in the first elimination game of the NCAA Fayetteville Regional, but was knocked out in the nightcap to number 23 Oregon 8-1. Wichita State finishes the season at 34-18, making the program's second straight NCAA appearance and sixth overall. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
State golf tournament underway Monday and Tuesday this week. Area participants, Jaden DeWalt of Valley Heights in 2A at Emporia, Joey Hardwick and Grady Fox of Frankfort, as well as the Washington County and Centralia teams in Class 1A at Heston. Centralia was regional champion, Washington County runner-up. Washington County team members, Grayson Vitipka, Mason Miller and Jaden Otot, Carson Kern, Connor Gepner, and Aiden Gakel.
The staff at Alfea is thrilled to cheer for the Pawnee City Indians track team. All the fans are proud of the athletes' fine skill, speed, and stamina, and will be rooting for the boys and girls at the upcoming track meet. So good luck, Indians, from the loyal fans at Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing. Creative Thoughts is proud to support the Pawnee City Indians and would like to wish the boys and girls on the track team best of luck at the upcoming meet. The athletes' hard work is sure to be proven with top scores. From Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska. All of us at Premier Chevrolet Buick GMC are cheering loudly for the Beatrice Orangemen track team as they take on the competition at state meet. The perseverance and motivation these athletes possess is admirable and is sure to bring home the wins. Good luck from your loyal fans here at Premier Chevrolet Buick GMC in Beatrice.
KNDY.
About me.